Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in this episode, I want to talk about the idea of adversity without trauma. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because I heard on a recent episode of A Bit of Optimism hosted by Simon Sinek, he had Brené Brown as a guest, and they were talking about raising kids and the idea of giving them obstacles and adversity in their life, but without the impairment of traumas. And I thought this was very fascinating. Now, for me, I don't have kids, not planning on it anytime soon, but I think it's still worthwhile to consider and kind of reflect upon, because whether you have employees, whether you're a mentor to somebody, whether you coach them, you know, basically just any sort of human interaction, right? It can be friendships as well. There is this idea that, you know, we try to oftentimes shield others in our life from pain. And while that's noble, it very much so could be doing them a huge disservice, because it essentially is saying to them, I don't trust you to do X, Y, and Z. You know, only I can do that for you. Now, that might sound harsh to kind of say it in that way, but really, when you boil it down to it, that's kind of what it is. You know, even in situations like Gary Vee, for example, he talks about sometimes, you know, when you know you need to fire somebody, an employee that's just not doing their job, oftentimes, you know, and this does happen, right, that employers won't do it, especially if they're like fond of the person, simply because they're like, oh, well, if I fire them, they're not going to make it out there. And again, it's a matter of like, okay, you don't trust the person. And so it really come, that's why this all ties into me, because, you know, we're trying to get rid of, I think too oftentimes we've tied in adversity and trauma. And it's like, no, I think we can allow people to deal with life as it comes and provide a guiding hand, a loving hand, and so forth, and let them kind of tackle those things on their own, while at the same time, not allowing the trauma to come through, right? And in so doing, we can, you know, make sure that they aren't traumatized, that we aren't doing them a disservice, that they are prepared for the greater world out there, right? You know, right now I'm specifically thinking like a, you know, kind of mentorship relationship, especially, you know, as it relates to, you know, people that are older with mentoring people that are younger. And so, yeah, I kind of think about this, you know, I call myself the 360 creative coach, and, you know, I definitely coach a lot of people, and there is that fine balance of, you know, pushing them to their limit, but without ever breaking them, you know, and I think each of us does need a coach. You know, I'll never forget, I was at this event, and someone said, you know, maybe a lot of you guys think that you guys don't need a coach, but let's do this. Raise your hand as high as it can go into the air. And people raised their hand, you know, they raised it up. And then the person said, all right, now raise it higher. And everyone raised their hand higher. And that's the benefit of a coach, right? It's like we all think we can reach a certain level, you know, but we need that coach to just tell us like, no, now go higher. And so, you know, this really has me thinking, and I wish I could talk about it in more concrete terms, but it's hard, you know, because it's a new thought to me. And I think, you know, it's very case specific, you know, of what the balance is ultimately. But I think it's a good notion to kind of keep top of mind when dealing with stuff of, you know, am I doing this for the right reason? Am I just trying to shield them from pain? But is the pain good because of the adversity? Or is it pain that's traumatic and it should be avoided? You know, so that's the question to ask yourself. And I've been kind of really considering as I continue, you know, to interact with the various people in my life. And again, this could be even on a friendship level, when a friend comes to you for advice about something, right? You know, am I giving this advice based on because I don't want them to suffer? Is it that I don't want them to suffer because it could be traumatic? Or, you know, is it really like, oh, I just don't trust them and to deal with adversity in their life, right? But it's a very interesting concept and worthwhile exploring, and that's why I wanted to kind of introduce it and reflect on it myself and invite you to do the same. So go ahead in the comment section, give me your thoughts and opinions on this. I would love to hear from you how you're viewing this, you know, adversity versus trauma, you know, and let's have a good, meaningful dialogue. So thank you. If you think this episode might be of benefit to somebody in your life, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and hope to see you next time.